Really express how.
Okay, let's go back to it. Okay. So he brings a piece of Zohar here. And he says, so there's something there. There's a piece in Zohar that obviously we never fully understand the depths of the Zohar, but even though we don't understand the depths of the Zohar, we should be able to understand the simple meaning of what he says. And yet, we cannot understand what he's saying at all here. So I'm going to try to explain to you this piece of Zohar. Okay? I'm going to try to explain to you. So he says like this. It's in the English one, it's page 570. In the Hebrew one, it's on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So he says the following. The Zohar says, Uvizmana de istala kavaya mikrisaya de dain de din mikrisaya de rachmin leis taman le agav le uncha. That how does what's the exact words of the Zohar? At the time when Hashem removes himself from the seat of judgment and from the throne of mercy, there is no reward and no punishment. So this seems to suggest there's no reward or punishment. How could that be? Right? What does that even mean? Means there's a time period that that Hashem removes himself from the chair of Din and from the chair of Rachamim, and he leaves the world with no Din, with no nothing. How could that be? So says Ramchal, I'll tell you what it means. It means exactly what we've been saying till now. The pshat is to tell us zman, there is a time period, an era. Hashem does not lead the world with mishpat, with reward and punishment. Mazel, he bases everything on mazel. That what it means is that at that time it will reach a point where Hashem is not running the world based on their actions. But everything's going to be accounted for. It goes without saying that everything will be accounted for in the end. It just means that right now, what's guiding the world is not Scharva Onesh. At the end, when it's coming close to Mashiach, lo yikshalenu, we're not going to have a question. Im atzadikim nishpolim gedola. It's not going to. We're not going to have a question if the tzadikim are being dealt with, and they become very low. Vim bnei adam tzarikim lo nenim, and people daven don't get answers. V'chosh b'dar tshar where it says, but ikvus Mashiach yichutz v'yaski. He calls it noilad lefi she'en atzadikim mechulim afil b'shus on zaken akakul mahem ki ha-shah gorem is kach o'chadil lo'olim is atikun ha-shalom she'yi ha-achar kach b'gilu yichudu yisbarach. He's explaining oimek over here, the depths. Why is it that at the end of time, which we live in now, at the time of the ikvus of the Mashiach, why is it, this is a very fundamental thought, why is it that the evil has to get so strong? The answer is because it's time for the tikkun to start coming out. And there's always two parts to the tikkun. Part of the tikkun is the tov starts coming out, but part of the tikkun has to come through us defeating the ra. So it's kind of there's both at the same time. It's the deepest of the ra, but at the same time, the tov is the existing at the same time. Which Maharal says, that's why the time close to Mashiach is considered the time of the Alos HaShachar. The Alos HaShachar is the time of night, which is right before the morning, which apparently the darkness of that night is darker than the rest of the night. But at the same time, there's points of light there because it started, the light is beginning to emerge. So in order for the full Yichud to come out, it has to come out in two ways. The Tov has to emerge and the Ra has to take a strong enough hold so that it can come down. So therefore, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Ra starts getting powerful. But at the same time that the Ra is powerful, the Tov starts coming up. And Moshe Shapiro says, that's why during the Ikvus of the Mashiach, there's a lot of Ra right now. There's a lot of Ra. But there's a lot of Tov. Think about Bal Tshuva, the whole Bal Tshuva movement. There's no such thing as Bali Tshuva in Europe. The guy went off the derech, he's off. Done. For 100 years, there's no such thing as a Bal Tshuva. People that became not from, became from again, no such thing. And he said, all of a sudden, now there's hundreds and hundreds, there's yeshivas and there's this for Bali Tshuva. Well, that makes sense. He says, that's the Tzad Tov emerging. The Tzad Tov of the neshamas are coming back. But at the same time, the Tzad Ra is getting very strong because this Tzad Ra has to take hold so that it can come down. And therefore, the Yichud will come out through that way. So the Yichud comes out from both sides at the same time. And that's the mixture of the Ra and Tov of the time before of Ikvus of the
Oh, Rabbi, that's some very, very heavy stuff.
Mashiach. Incredible, no?
Yeah.
Now, that's what he's saying here. He's saying, Ikvus of the Mashiach, and the reason the Ra gets.
Don't you need to swallow that for a minute, to
Yeah.
breathe a little bit and swallow
Well,
it?
I read it. I prepared. I read it
Yeah,
over
like
Shabbos. So for
digest
me,
it.
it's you know.
Okay, go ahead.
Omnam. Tzarech shetei di akdama tzricha lanu harbe liyishuv sveikus rabim. But I'm going to give you another introduction that will help you understand many things. Buckle your seatbelt. Even at the time that Hashem wants to use mazel, he works it out. Even that which has to come according to the world of mazel, it's going to work out with mishpat. Meaning, there's no such thing that we, even though we said that according to mazel is the way Hashem sometimes gives bad to a tzaddik that doesn't deserve it. It's not that he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve that in Ra, but it's going to end up fitting within the world of Schar V'Oinish also. So Hashem works it out basically. He makes it work out together. Even something which is supposed to come through mazel, has to have some way of catching the person. That you could say it's about that. And through that, everything else could happen. So basically, he says like this. You'll find stories in the Gemara. Amazing Yesod, he says here. He says, you'll find stories in the Gemara that some crazy thing, terrible thing happens to an Amora or a Tana. And they say, I know what happened to me. And you know what happened to me? Because I did a little tiny thing wrong. The example he gives here is that there was a Yesurim that happened to Rebbe. And the case was, and Rebbe said, you know why it happened to me? Because there was a sheep or a goat that was going to be shechted, and the goat was kind of like scared, and I told the goat, be quiet, you're supposed, this is what you were created for. I didn't have rachamonos on the goat. Because of that, I got these yisur. But why? Because of that, you got this. So he's explaining here what that means. It wasn't a punishment for that action. Really, you got the Yisurim because you're part of the Yichud plan. You didn't get the Yisurim in the world of Mishpat. But even the Yisurim from the Mazel plan needs to have a place with like a hook. It needs to have a hook.
A book meaning a reason.
Or somewhere. If you would be 100% clean,
Couldn't
it couldn't
happen.
happen. So there was a little hook there that, okay, you were guilty of something. Now I could put on you because of Mazel. Worse you serve.
But it's for your benefit.
But everything's for your benefit, everything works out. So there is a certain meshing between the two hanhagos. Okay?
It's a lot to hang in the brain closet, I gotta tell you, Rabbi.
There's a lot going on
There's
tonight.
a lot of ideas to hang up and figure out where they go.
Now, Klolus Shaldavar. Let's summarize. Shurish Haga BeEmes Hu Inyan. The college note on page 574. Let's see if we could let's see if we can get there. So Kol Lashon Davar. Shurish Hanhaga BeEmes Hu Inyan HaTikun HaKlali Shel Kol HaNimtzois. Really, what's driving the world is the tikkun, the general complete perfection of everything. Hasoivev al koitvei tchunas hanimtzois atzmon. And it's based on the characteristics of the creations themselves. Lefimasha asama boiri yisbarach. Meaning, everyone was created with a mission, and everyone was created according to their ability to fulfill their mission. V'chol gilgulei ha'hanhaga hazais, and everything that goes on in the world, einam ela sivuvei dvar ma'holchim al tachlis ha'tikun ha'kloli hazus she'zacharnu b'hosser mehem kol ha'chistroinis ha'mitzuyim mehem. That Hashem's process is to perfect everything in creation. V'yesh l'davar hazeh chukim v'zdarmen. There's rules, amukim, they're very deep. Bilti musagim, we can't even tell. U'ba'od she'gilgulim elam is galgulim v'holchim. And as the wheels are turning and things are happening, there's also hanhagas harvoinish. You are getting dealt with according to your actions. Shehi hanhagam mizgalis, which is the way we view the world visibly. Shkachuk eshvayim v'artz tluyim ba. So, in a simple world, right, everything's happening and it makes sense, tit for tat. But in reality, what's going on is something much bigger, which is that the world's going somewhere. Omnom, toifiyos kol hasdorim v'hachukim. Everything has to fit within the bigger picture. Even though we said the whole time that these two hanhagos, right, exist, but they're not a stira to each other. They're not a contradiction to each other. And the adra, quite the opposite. The ikar is the bigger picture. Hashem knew through his great wisdom is that while we're getting to the big picture, I have to deal with you in the small world. V'yichukim misyachasim v'nei oisim u'mishtavim, and everything has to fit v'tuchiyusam. In their essence, el gigulei to the ultimate picture of the tikkun. V'akein, and therefore loy teitzei hanhaga shel schar v'oinish chutz b'merkas hanhaga shel tikkun hakol. Schar v'oinish will never beat yichud. Yichud can beat schar v'oinish because you can never, which is obvious, because the world can't, because of my actions, get to a point which is going to conflict the ultimate purpose of the world. So, but if my actions are going too far, then the pendulum will bring it back to center. And the Adrabba, Hinehi mishtava alel mischaberes ima v'divrei hanhaga shel hatikun atzma yimshuru v'yavo b'darkei haschar v'oinish kmo she'biarnu, and the yichud will have to try to fit with the schar v'oinish, but it overrides it at the end. Next page, Ephes. However, one thing you have to know. Ki he'elim ha'odin baruch hu min evrov. Hashem hid all this from us. Hanhaga hal yoyna hazois. Lo hi v'in yona v'lo ayachash v'ino v'in hanhaga s'l chavar nash mizgalmanet. But we don't know how this works. V'lo omad abir ha'davar hazeh kol navi v'choyzeh. And not even any navi was ever told about this. Elo ro'u ma sh'ra'u v'lo omdu ha'bur yav. Ki im nisharu tamid misupokim b'sfeikas rabbis. No navi was ever given the secrets of how they fit. Chmoshamuzal, Chanois Yisrael Ochon, Mirechamti Yisrael Arachid. You know what Hashem says at the end? I will give mercy to those who I want, and I will give chen to those who I want, and you'll never, I'll be able to fully understand it. That's the end. Now,
that was, wow, that was quite a class. So that was high class. Scratch on my side.